nearly a week ago, this story came out about people being burned to death in a Tesla as the electronic doors would not open. And I want to go back and cover it as a lead up to what is going on with Elon Musk, with the and the things that he's going to be getting for his nearly $200 million is what some people are saying. I saw the figure at $130 million, but I just saw an article here saying nearly $200 million. I don't know how much he gave Trump. But terrified friends burned to death in a Tesla as the electronic doors would not open after a crash. The only survivor was a woman in her 20s who was able to get to safety after a quick-thinking passerby smashed a window of the burning Model Y car to free her. Four friends died in the horrific car fire after they were unable to escape from a burning Tesla when a crash disabled its electronic doors. You can't physically open these doors. They have to be opened up electronically. You talk about so much about the design of the Teslas is it's so focused on gadgets and gizmos that I think they've taken it to an extreme, a silly extreme. You know, you can't even adjust the air vents without using the touchscreen in the middle of the car, which is a distraction. But of course, you've got the autopilot, which also doesn't work too well. I like the car itself. I got a very good friend of mine has one, and he let me drive it. And it is a different kind of driving experience because it's super fast in terms of acceleration. It felt like I was inside an electric slot car that I used to play with as a toy. Because as soon as you ease off of the gas, it starts slowing down. It doesn't coast. You know, that's exactly the opposite of my Miata, which is a momentum car, right? Doesn't have a lot of acceleration, but you keep that momentum, including going around the curves. So it's it's a completely opposite experience. And it was nice. It was a nice drive, great handling car, very low center of gravity. So all of that was really cool. Steve Wozniak said, I love my Tesla, but he says, don't use the autopilot. It's trying to kill you. Said that early on. But this is a different issue. And my friend who has the Tesla already got stuck in his car when the doors would not open. You know, when you have everything under electronic control, everything is under software control. I don't like that idea. So he's... he tries to get out of the car and the door won't open. And so he fortunately had his cell phone with him and he called tech support and he said he was stuck in that car for quite some time while they worked with the computer and downloaded some stuff or changed something so that he could open the door. Well, when the car is on fire, you don't have the ability to do that. And you know, it just came out yesterday that the death rate of fatal accidents in Teslas is twice the average, higher than any other car and twice the average. So there's some real issues with it. The four other friends identified as 25-year-old, his sister who was 29, and two other people all lost their lives in the incident. A Canada Post employee heroically used a metal pole to smash the car window, freeing the woman, and in an interview with the Toronto Star, he told reporters she couldn't open the doors from the inside of the crashed Tesla. He described how the woman, the only survivor of the wreck, scrambled out of the car headfirst after he smashed the window. He said he didn't know anybody else was in the car at the time because the smoke was so thick. She must have been the driver. In the U.S., there are 9 investigations involving Tesla Model Y, ranging from unexpected brake activation to sudden unintended acceleration. In the event of a crash, passengers are directed to pull away a palin in the door and to tug at a cable underneath in order to open the doors. But safety watchdogs have said dazed or panicked crash victims may not be able to search for the feature after a car crash. And I don't think all the Tesla owners say, oh, by the way, in case of a crash, you need to pull off this panel here. And then there's a wire down there. And then you pull that up to get out of the door in case it's stuck. But again, incinerated. So I mentioned that because I wanted to talk about what Elon Musk is going to get out of this stuff. Crowded roads in the U.S. cities are about to get worse as another fleet of self-driving cars is going to roll out for testing. And yet another driverless taxi company is going to be coming in. This one is called Zoox, Z-O-O-X, a transportation company owned by Amazon. They began their robo-taxi tests last week. But, of course, Elon Musk, less than a month before the election, did his We Robots thing. We talked about the robots and stuff, but he also had a robo-taxi that was there, a car that has two seats, no back window, no steering wheel, no brakes, no gas pedal, nothing to drive it with. And then he's also got a van that carries 20 people. So he wants to get into the driverless car business in a big way. Not every Waymo passenger had good things to say about the driverless cars in San Francisco. Residents were left furious by beeping problems on the vehicles. They would all go into a parking lot and start beeping their horn. They've had other situations where they all go to one intersection and just stay there and clog everything up. People hate these things so much. We've shown the videos of them taking traffic cones and putting them on the car, which just freezes it. Can't see anything. You know, just it's like, you know, picking a dog up and holding him over water. You know how they go out. They don't know what to do. Well, that's the way the driverless cars are when you put a traffic cone on them. Neighbors next to the parking lot for the driverless Jaguars that Waymo has complained about hearing boop noises. That's what they say, boop, not beep, from the vehicles as they backed in and pulled out of the spots all night. San Francisco residents so furious at the new vehicles that they lit one of the Waymo SUVs ablaze by setting off fireworks inside one of the taxis. Californians have been angry to learn that self-driving vehicles cannot be ticketed, no matter what they do. No matter how they hold up traffic, if they get confused at a four-way stop or something like that, no matter what they do, they cannot be ticketed. Despite investigators finding reports of the driverless cars swerving into construction zones and running red lights. Well, so where does Musk come into all of this stuff? Well, when Trump won, Tesla stock surged. Why? Because the expectation is that the Trump administration is going to remove regulations that are preventing the major rollout of self-driving cars everywhere. So it won't just be local places like San Francisco and Austin where they're begging for this stuff. No, they get rid of the regulations so that Elon Musk and his pals can put them everywhere. Shares of Tesla jumped more than 8% in early morning trading because of Trump's win. Members of the Trump transition team have told advisors that they plan to make autonomous vehicles one of the transportation department's priorities. Why do I oppose this stuff? Well, because it's all part of the smart cities. That's one of the key things, smart cities. We will control everything. You know, it's like the Outer Limits. You better head for the Outer Limits. Because we control the horizontal, we control the vertical. And for the rest of your life, we're going to tell you everything that you can and cannot do. And the smart cities, that's the purpose of the smart cities. Now, Trump is not going to call them smart cities. Trump is how they rebrand everything. You see, the Republicans are going to rebrand the green agenda. Oh, it'll all be about you use whatever you want to do, any kind of form of energy. But of course, you'll have to pay Trump and his corporate friends for carbon capture or for carbon credits, and they've already got the blockchain set up to track everything that you do. So it's very different, isn't it? It's not like these ham-fisted dictators like Sadiq Khan or Huckleberry in New York or Newsom in California. No. Or Biden and Lala. No, they're not going to mandate it for you. They're going to let you have the choice. You just have to pay them, you see. And so it'll be the same way with the Trump freedom cities, because the freedom cities and smart cities, it's all about packing you into a 15-minute city. And if you take a ride on anything, it'll be owned by some technocrat billionaire who is a friend of the regime. That's why Elon Musk is doing all this stuff. Musk said he believes the future is automated electric vehicles. He said non-autonomous gas vehicles in the future, gasoline vehicles, will be like riding a horse and using a flip phone. Hey, don't knock it, pal. I think flip phones are better than these smartphones. And the time is probably rapidly approaching when we'll all be saying, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. You know, that was the thing when they redid that scene and you had Ian McKellen did it. And it was brilliant. when he did it in a contemporary milieu. And so he had, it was done in like 1930s Britain. Okay. And Richard III was a fascist neo-Nazi type of guy, right? And so you're looking at this and the one line that everybody remembers, well, there's a couple of memorable lines in it, but there's one line that are my horse, a king, my kingdom for a horse, right? And so everybody's riding around in vehicles. It's 1930s. And I'm thinking, how are they going to work that into it? And what they did was during the battle, he's in a vehicle and, you know, they get hit and he can't move it, you know, and it's stuck. And in exasperation, he says, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. If I just had a horse to get out of here. Well, you're going to be saying that if these people get their way. Musk got $15 billion richer after Trump's election victory because of Tesla stock going up, making him well worth over $300 billion now, according to the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Tesla's stock has appreciated by nearly 30% since Trump defeated Lala. So there you go. He's well on his way to getting all of his money back. And it's just streets of gold from here on out for this guy. The federal government has put up significant red tape for companies like Tesla who want to sell vehicles without steering wheels or foot pedals and do it at an industrial scale. So don't worry. Trump's going to make all that stuff go away because we don't like any regulation. Think about what Reason was saying about the pharmaceutical industry and how, oh, well, you know, RFK Jr., he doesn't understand what the problems are. You know, the problems are not that we greenlight, that the FDA greenlights stuff without doing any testing. Oh, no, they're taking too long. We need to do less testing. We need to do less inspection. We just need to let this stuff all go. That was what Reason magazine was saying. So you got a lot of libertarians and conservatives who think like that. And so they're going to look at this and say, that's great. Trump's going to get rid of all this stuff. We're going to ride our autonomous vehicles owned by the technocrats. We're going to ride them into the future because you will own nothing. And they will tell you when and where you can travel and how much it's going to cost you. Most newer Teslas come with full self-driving. That's the idea, but not actually. So the system, however, has not been perfected yet. Again, as Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, said, I love my Tesla, but that's self-driving. That stuff's trying to kill you. One man claimed that his Tesla didn't slow down when there was a train crossing the road, forcing him to swerve at the last second to save himself. And he had that recorded on video because the video is always on. It wasn't that he claimed it. He showed it. In July, a Tesla Model S that was on full self-driving mode crashed into a motorcyclist in Seattle and killed him. So this is the Daily Mail. And it said, either way, an act of Congress would be necessary in order to pave the way for mass adoption of autonomous vehicles. No, it wouldn't. You would think that we would have to have an act of Congress to get us into the climate treaty, the Paris Climate Treaty. No, that didn't do that. Does Congress act anymore? No. Congress holds hearings. And then Congress does, just like Nancy Pelosi said, we got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. We're going to say we want Obamacare, then we'll send it over to the bureaucracy, and then they'll write all the rules and regulations. That's the way it works. Congress isn't going to be involved in all of this. This will go through the administrative state. The administrative state, the Department of Transportation, these other things, are the ones who are putting rules in there. Congress doesn't write. This is Daily Mail. They're in the UK. They don't know anything. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans are just as ignorant. Emil Mikhail, a former Uber executive, Reportedly, one of the top contenders to become transportation secretary. Well, there you go. Except it didn't go to him. I believe it went to someone else. But the fact that they would look at an Uber executive tells you everything, right? It was the founder of Uber, Travis Kalanick, who said, you know what makes our cars expensive? It's that other dude in the car. We're going to get rid of him. We're going to have self-driving cars. You think your prices are going to go down when that happens? When you've got a monopoly or a duopoly of these car companies there? You know, the other part of it, too, and this came out, a reporter showed that, well, they removed it after it was reported, I should say. But Uber was actually bragging about their ability to track people. They said, well, we've anonymized the data, but take a look at this. You know, we've looked at traffic patterns around holidays, city by city. And then we broke it down holiday by holiday as well. And said, when we were looking at that for business purpose, all anonymized, of course, we noticed that we'll call them rides of glory. We noticed that a lot of times, late night, people would take a Uber taxi to an address that was not their own. And they would stay there for a couple of hours, and then in the wee hours of the morning, they would go home. Said, oh, well, we think that they're having some kind of a sexual liaison there. So we'll call this rides of glory. That's the way that these people operate. They look at everything. They have a big board, you know, not like Strangelove, but they've got the big board there. They call it the God view, right, where they can see everything that everybody's doing. That's what all these technocrats want. That's what they want with the carbon credits and the carbon taxes and the carbon capture and all the rest of this stuff. They want to be able to see everything that you do. And the blockchain combined with this green grift is going to give them that kind of insight. And it will be used for control eventually. In the same way that Trump created the vaccine and then Biden mandates it, Trump is going to create the public-private CBDC and then some Democrat down the road will mandate it for everybody and make it official. One last thing, you know, not just Uber, but Lyft. That was, either the CEO, he was a CEO. I think he was the founder of it as well. He was a guy who was an urban planner by education. And urban planners hate cars. And he wrote an essay talking about how he said the city is the best invention of mankind and the car is the worst invention of mankind. We've got to eliminate them. And I've heard that all of my life, going back to even before I had a car. These crazies and the green movement. That was, you know, they got to kill all the people and get rid of the cars. That was their big goals. The futuristic autonomous car has no steering wheel, pedals, or rear window, and is just enough room for two passengers. That's the one that that Elon Musk announced in October. And he brags that it costs only 20 cents per mile to run. Oh, well, that's assuming that you've got any power on the grid when everybody's using electric everything and you're shutting down the power generation stations. Oh, well, it only takes 20 cents per mile. Assuming that you can even get any electricity. How much is it going to cost? If it's scarce, don't you think they will ration it by price? Of course they will. It's not going to cost 20 cents a mile. The final chapter of the EV price war was realized after reports suggest the Trump team will eliminate the $7,500 consumer tax credit next year. Guess what? That's not going to hurt Tesla. As a matter of fact, it'll hurt Tesla's competition more than Tesla. Tesla is the only EV company that can survive in a world without the tax credit. And I think that they have already used up their tax credit. I think they limited it to a certain number of vehicles, and I think they already used all those. So it's only his competitors who are getting the tax credit. His competitors need it. I mean, they're losing a tremendous amount of money per vehicle as it is, even with that credit.
Common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.